Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Yerushalayim. We're now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet, at the very bottom of the Amud, at the fifth and sixth Mishnayot of the fourth Perek, continuing with the theme of Ona'ah. Now we're looking at Ona'ah not in goods, but rather in coins themselves. Kamate Asala Chasera Velo Yeheva Ona'ah. Please take a look at the note on top of the help page that lists the monetary values so that this Mishnah is understood. But as we go through the Mishnah, I'll mention them. So, kamate asala chasera v'lo yeva ona'a. The wording is a little bit strange. How much could a sella be missing, and it does not have ona'a? Which sounds backwards, because really our concern is how much does a sella have missing, and it is ona'a. We'll deal with that in the Gemara. Hamer omer arba isarot, four isarot, which is 1/24th. There's 96 isarot in a selah, and so therefore four of them makes 1/24th. Isar lo dinar. So one isar per dinar, which is 1/24th. Rabbi Yehuda omer, and of course the first question that comes up is why here would Rabbi Meir say differently than we say about goods, where we agree on 1/6th. Rabbi Yehuda omer arba punjonot. He says four punjonot, which turns out to be 1/12th punjon lo dinar. Rabbi Shimon omer shmonet punjonot. 8 punjonot for a sella, which is 2 punjonot a dinar, which comes out to be 1/6. Now, that shear fits with what we know about goods. Now, ad matay mutar lahachzir, the same question that we asked earlier, how long do you have to return the coin? Bikrachim ad kadei sheyar el ha-shulchani. If you're in a big town, then enough time to show a money changer and have him appraise the coin. Bikfarim, but if you're in a village, ad arvei shabbatot, you have till Friday. Why? We'll see that in the Gemara. And again, the Gemara, we will discuss why. Here we make a distinction between big cities and villages, which we didn't make with goods. Im haya makira, if the guy who gave you the coin recognized the coin, afilo chashtemasar chodesh mekabla himenu, he should take it back even 12 months later, even after that. However long it is, if you recognize the coin and realize he gave you a bad coin, he should take it back from you. We'll see why that seems to trump the shochani or the Erev Shabbat. And he has nothing but a claim of complaint, but no real financial claim against the other. Who is it who has a claim here? Again, we have to sort that out. The last line of the Mishnah, which deals with Maaser Sheni, we won't do more than just read, because we won't be getting into it in our sugya today. For another Maaser Sheni, you can use this poor coin as for Chilul Maaser Sheni, She'enu Ela Nefesh Ra'ah. And for right now, provisionally, we'll read that as saying, somebody refused to take such a coin is just because he's stingy, but really is a good coin, and therefore it should be good for Maaser Sheni. Okay. Or Minhi. So the first thing that we have is, as I mentioned, the wording of the Mishnah is how much could be missing, and it's not ona'ah. So we have a challenge. Ad kamate asela chasera v'yeba ona'ah. The Braita uses much clearer language, which is how much should a sela be missing, and it does create ona'ah. So which is it? So my papa lo kasha tana dan kochoshi v'mata l'mala. Our tana is going from down up, meaning if there's very little missing, a little missing, to what point is it called still not ona'ah? And at what point does it hit the threshold where it's ona'a? Tana baraka chashim in the malamata. The Tana the Braita is starting with a lot is missing, all the way down. How long is it still ona'a? Just from two angles. Now, maishnam basela de pligi, and again, as I mentioned, the question is why do we have three different opinions, a 24th, a 12th, and a 6th, about coins, maishnam batalit de lo pligi, and how come there's no disagreement about goods there? Everybody agrees it's a 6th. So Amarava Mantana Talit Rabbi Shimonhi. Rava gives the following answer. He says, you know the author of the whole set of Mishnayot beforehand that used a 6th? That was Rabbi Shimon. You know, Rabbi Shimon's the one who says a 6th. He says it consistently with goods and coins. We don't have his name earlier, but now we find out it's Rabbi Shimon. And indeed Rabbi Meir would say with goods also it's 1/24th. Abaya Amar Talit Ajtut Machilinish. Rabbi says no, that they're different. Everybody agrees that it's a 6th for goods. Because with goods, a person is mochel if he has to pay up to a 6th more. Damri inshi ashik lagabich, vishavi lakarsich. Which means that as the adage goes, that you will spend a little extra to cover yourself up. And you'll only spend the right amount for food. In other words, if you really need a garment, you'll spend a little bit more. So for goods, a person will spend a little bit more. Coin, sella, came into losagi lo lamachil, but if a coin is missing, it can't be used at all. So a person's not mochel if it's so deficient, even a little bit, that it can't be used as a coin. And that's why we would have an opinion that even said 1/24. Okay, gufa ad kamate salachasra ba'ona. So we quote the wording of the Braita, and now we see more explication that follows our Mishnah and then goes further. Ramei omer arba'a yisarot yisal dinar. All of that exactly like our Mishnah. Continuing, Yater al Kain, which means that if it's worth more than that, Mochra b'shovya, then you could sell it for its value. Now, Ad kama tifachet v'hereshari l'kayma, how much can the coin become deficient and you're still allowed to hold on to it? And the concern here is that if you're holding on to a faulty coin, maybe you or somebody else is going to end up using it and tricking somebody. So, besela ad shekel. If you have a sela, you can hold on to it until it diminishes in worth all the way down to a shekel, which is half a sela. The reason is that a shekel can sometimes be the same width as a sela, and therefore a person will take a look at it carefully and use it as a shekel. But bedinar ad rova. A dinar, which is a fourth of a sela, ad rova. Now let's see what that means. Pachot mikain isar asur. Asur lehutziar, asur lekayma. If it's an isar less, then you're not allowed to hold on to it. And we'll see what all that means. Harezelim karena lo letiger v'lo lecharam v'lo leharag. If you have this coin that was pachon one isar less, we'll see one isar less than what machlok amoraim. Then you cannot sell it to a vendor or to somebody who is a strong arm person, extortionist, or somebody like that. Why nation ramin ba et achim? They'll use it to fool other people. They'll have this coin that's faulty and use it to fool other people. Ella yikavena vitlana b'tzavar b'no b'tzavar b'to. Make an amulet out of it. Make a jewel out of it. Make a hole through it, and then give it to your kid as something to wear on the neck, as some of us old timers remember doing with asimonim in the old asimonim in Israel, the phone tokens. Now, Amar Mar, let's take a look at the Braita. Basela ad shekel, bedinar ad rova. Now, maishta basela ad shekel, why can you have a sela go down half to a shekel, and after it become when it becomes worth less than it, you have to get rid of it? Maishta bedinar ad rova, but a dinar, we think it means you have to go all the way to a quarter of its, you can go all the way to a quarter of its value. So, Rabbi, my rova diktani nami rova shekel. Rova here doesn't mean a rova of a dinar, but rather rova shekel, meaning half a dinar. So again, half the value. Amar rova dekanami dekatani rova loktani revia. That's why it says rova, a quarter, as opposed to revia, a fourth of the dinar. So it's in it's consistent that both a sela can be used all the way down to when it becomes worth half its value, and a dinar also half its value, which is a quarter of a shekel. Shmamina. Now, lamalei lemitlevi dinar shekel, but why be confusing? Why have the measure of a dinar be based on a shekel? Why don't you just measure it on dinar, say, for dinar until half a dinar? So the answer is, it's teaching us something incidentally, the ikar dinar da'ati mishekel, that sometimes a dinar could be coming from what was originally a shekel. Right? Messiah Rabbi, meaning that if you see something as a dinar and it looks like it's the size of a shekel, that's still valid. Check out the weight of the coin. Besayla Rabbi Yami, that supports Rabbi Yami, the Rabbi Yami. Dinar haba mishekel mutar lekemo, dinar haba misela asur lekemo. If you have a dinar that was originally a shekel, you're allowed to hold on to it. If it's a dinar that originally came from a sela, which means it was worth four times as much, asur lekemo, because once a sela has diminished to the point of it being only worth less than a shekel, you have to get rid of it. Drill a hole in it, destroy it, and we'll see that in a minute. Now, pachod mikain isar asur otzia, maika amar. What does that phrase mean? So, amar bai achi kamar. Pichta sela yoter michte ona isar asur. So, if a sela became worth the ona'a amount and more than that by an isar, then you're not allowed to spend it. That's what it means. So, amar li rava, yihachi, you're not allowed to hold on to it. Amar li rava, yihachi, afilu mashunami. Rava says, if you're talking about the onah threshold, then even a smidgen less than that should be enough. In other words, if you say that onah is 1/24th, like Rameir, so once it's got 1/24th less of its value, the minute it crosses that threshold, it should be usur. You don't need to have an isar come out of it. Ala amar Rava, so it can't mean that. Pichta sela isar ledinar asur. If a sela became worth less by the value of one isar per dinar, that measure, then asur. meaning like Rav Meir, Shir Ustamak Rav Meir. And that Braita is following Rav Meir, who says the Shir is 1/24. So again, if a seller became worth 1/24 less than its value, they're not allowed to hold on to it. All right, Tananatam. We have a Mishnah in Kalim. It says as follows. Seller Shenifsal. If you have a seller, it became invalid. Vitkina, like it lost its value. Vitkina Sheheshu Kelba Mashkishkalot. You used it as a counterweight. Tmeah. Now it's a kli. It's no money anymore. It's a kli, and now it's Makabal Tuma. Ad kamati fachet ve'rishar lekaima. How much can it go down, and you're allowed to hold on to it, to keep it around? L'sela shnei dinarim. If it's a sela, 2 dinarim, which of course is a shekel, or it's half. Pachot mikain yakotz. If it's worth less than that, you have to break it apart. It didn't allow us to make a jewel out of it for the kids. Yater al kain mai. What if it's worth more than that? Like 3 dinar. So it's below the onar amount, but it's more than the half. Amravuna pachot mikain yakotz yater al kain yakotz. If it's worth less than that, the Mishnah said you have to bust it apart. What if it's worth more than that? You also have to bust it apart, because then somebody may use it as a full sela. Rabbi Ami Amar, he disagrees. He says pachot mikain yakotz yater al kain yakayim. If it's less than that, you have to bust it apart. If it's more than that amount, you can keep it around. So now we have a challenge. What did our Mishnah say? That if it's more than the onah amount, you can sell it for its regular value. That difference doesn't make a difference. So my love, aren't we talking about a case where the coin became worth the difference between what it should be worth and what it is worth is more than onah? So lo, yetera dakat vel pachta michtei ona ata machra b'shavya. What the Mishnah means is, if it's still within, like, it's 1/30th of its value has been lost, less than ona, then you could sell it. So, but if it's gone down below the ona level, but not quite all the way down to half, then Ravuna's position of saying you have to get rid of it still works. Meitevei ad kamati pachet v'hirishai l'kaima. So what do we say? B'sela ad shekel. That's what the Mishnah says. My love, the pachit porta porta, aren't we talking about when it goes down a little bit at a time, it gets diminished, wears away or something like that, which means you're allowed to hold on to it when it is 3/4, when it's 5/8, all the way until it gets to a half, which challenges Rav Huna, who said you have to get rid of it and destroy it when it's, let's say, 3/4. Could we talk about a case where it lost all of its value from 100% down to 60%, or 50% in one shot? So there was never a point at which it was 60% that Rav Huna would have said you got rid of it. So in that Braita we said, what do you do if it's become worth less? You put a hole, make a hole in it, and let your kid wear it as a necklace. Or minhu lo yaser mishkal b'mishkalotav. We have a challenge. If you have a coin that's worth that little, you can't make it a weight. V'lo yizur kana ben grutotav, and you can't throw it among your other stuff. V'lo yikavena mitlana b'tzavar b'no uvitzavar b'to, and you can't make a grutotav, by the way, means your other broken things. The problem is you can't leave it around, and you can't make a necklace out of it. Why? Ela o yishchok, either wipe it out totally, o yitoch, or bust it up, o yakotz, break it, o yolich liyamamelach, or bury it in yamamelach. Amar malaz, so how do we answer that? How come the bright to say you can make a necklace out of it? Amar malaz, malab rafuna, amar malazar, lokasha, kan v'emza, kan minatzad, depends where you make the hole. If you make the hole on the side, you can't keep it around, because somebody come around, kind of shape it out so that the hole isn't seen or cut around it, and then sell it as a smaller coin. But if the hole's in the middle, there's no way they can do it, and then you can keep it around. Okay, amatai mutar lachzir. So the Mishnah said, how long do you have? B'krachim ad shiar el ha-shulchani, b'kfarim ad arvei shabbatot. So he said, in the big cities, however long it takes to show to a money changer, just like we had with goods, however long it takes to show to a tiger. But in the villages, here you get longer, which is till Friday. Ma'ishtab b'sela d'mafleg. This, by the way, is the same question, parallel question that we had in the beginning of our analysis. Why, when it comes to goods, did everybody agree on a 6th? And here we have 24th and 12th and 6th. So we ask the same kind of question, why are we treating coins differently? But here, why are we distinguishing between cities and villages, which we didn't do otherwise? Here, Abaya does what Rava did earlier. Rava earlier said everything's consistent, and he said Rabbi Shimon was really the author earlier. Here Abaye takes that position and says that the Mishnah that we were talking about earlier with clothing and everything else and goods was talking about in the city, and you're right, in the village you'd have till Friday. Rava Amar Talit Kol Inish Kimle Begava. He says no, there's an essential difference between goods and coins. When it comes to goods, most people know what it's worth, so it's not hard to find somebody even in the village. Sell about coins, you need an expert. Kevin Dalav Kolinish Kim the Begavail, the Shulchani, only a money changer knows. Hilkach Bekrachim Nika Shulchani, in the cities where there are money changers around, Achira the Shulchani. So you have a half an hour, however long it takes to find the guy. Bekfarim Daleka Shulchani, but there are no Shulchani in the villages. They know goods, but they don't know coins. Adarishavatot, the Salk in the Shukah. You have to wait till Friday when everybody goes to the Shuk to buy stuff for Shabbat. Then they can throw the Shulchani. And if they can spend their money, they don't have to show the Shulchani. If they can't buy fish for Shabbos with this coin, they know it's a bad coin. Come back to the guy who gave them the coin. If they can, then it's a good coin. So the end of the Mishnah said that if the guy who gave him the money recognized it, even a long time later, he should take it back. So Hecha, where is this guy? If it's in the city, you said you have half an hour to show it to a money changer. Why 12 months? Even in the villages, you only get to the end of the week. So Rav Chista Midar Chassidut Shanuka, and he says, this statement in the Mishnah of if you recognize it, even after 12 months, you should take it back, that's piety. You should take it back. So Ihachi Ema Seifa, if that's the case, then look at the last line after that, Ein Lo Ela Taromet. It says all he has is a complaint against him. Laman, who's the one complaining? Ila Chassid, meaning if the guy who returns it after 12 months, then all he can do is complain about it. So Lo Kvulei Kabla Mine V'lo Tormu Tavilei. He shouldn't give it to the. He shouldn't take it back, and he shouldn't complain. And he should say, listen, according to the law, the time has passed, I'm not accepting it, and I got no complaints. So if he's going to accept it back, he shouldn't complain. It must be that the guy who is who's giving it to him, wait a second, it's the guy who got the coin, and he gives it back to this chassid, and now he's going to complain. Why is he complaining? So there's no reason to complain. If what we had a presentation of 12 months was the law, then I understand. I have to accept it from you, but I have a complaint against you that you didn't come earlier. All right, but if I don't have to accept it from you, and doing so is considered a measure of piety, so I can either accept it from you with a smile, or not accept it from you, and also smile and say I don't want to do it. On the other hand, the guy who has the coin returned to him, why would he complain? So Hachi Kamar, this is how we should read it. Ha Acher, if another person, Av Pisha in Makavahimenu, meaning a guy who doesn't want to be so nice and doesn't want to accept it back, and Olav Ela Taromet, the fellow who got the coin, who it was now 3 months later, let's say, and comes back and says, here's your coin, and the guy recognizes, he says, I know it, I recognize the coin, but you know what, your time's lapsed, and I'm not such a chassid, I'm not going to take it back. All that the guy who's holding this bad coin has is a complaint, but he doesn't have any real financial claim or legal claim against the fellow who gave him the coin. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up with the analysis of the end of the Mishnah on Elam Aser Sheni, and then as you could see from the topography coming up, we have a very long and extended discussion that will take us all the way to Daf Nunhei Amud Aleph on various aspects of issues of Onah. But in the meantime, we'll pause here and pick it up again at Elam Aser Sheni in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.